So we talked about the full clinical signs a little bit, but what would we be seeing in an adult horse that has botulism?
So the clinical signs are dose dependent. So they vary depending on how much toxin the horse was exposed to. Some of the earliest signs that we see in adult horses are the horse just being a little bit quieter, a little bit lethargic. Again, muscle weakness can be one of the sort of first signs. So again, some fine tremors of their muscles, especially in their front legs. Tongue weakness can be another one. So if you pull a horse's tongue out of his mouth and he just leaves it there, that's kind of one of the sort of earliest and most consistent signs. And then as we sort of progress, horses can become dysphagic, meaning they're unable to eat. So they might try to eat or try to drink, and the food might fall out of their mouth or out of their nose. And again, in the foals, one of the sort of earliest signs we sometimes see is milk actually coming from the nose of the foals.
For the clinical signs, the neurologic clinical signs, what other diseases might be confused for botulism? When you have a horse come into the clinic, is botulism your first thought, or are there other things that you're looking for?
It very often it is because in our area we have really good field veterinarians who can pick up the signs fairly early. Especially a horse that isn't able to eat quite weak, really botulism is the top of our list in this area. But a lot of times the signs of botulism can be a little bit confusing. So some people will sometimes confuse the horses and think that they're actually colicking. So one of the most common things that people confuse it with is actually colic.